And Mangalacharan, and start with today's session. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tatho Jayamudire Nashtapraesha Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuronmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha E Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kantaradha Kantanamostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhaite Girim Yat Kripadam Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Hare Krishna. So welcome all of you all for the Saturday morning counseling meeting. So I see some people are missing in the group, you can post. So this is the only meeting, you know, where I'm able to give time to all of you all. So I wish that, you know, everyone is present, or else it will be very difficult, you know, to connect later. Okay, let's start with today's session. So today we are going to discuss the next verse of Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, shloka number 17. So last Saturday we discussed shloka number 16, which talked about Shushusho Shaddhanasya Vasudeva Katharuchi Syan Mahat Sevaya Vipra Punya Tirthani Shevanath. So this particular shloka it talked about that by rendering service to Mahat, to great devotees, to pure devotees, what happens? A great service is done. And by this great service, what happens? Shushusho Shraddha Dhanasya Vasudeva Katharuchi. One will get taste for hearing. Can someone quote or tell what was that one important point that we highlighted in the last class? Hint is last line of the purport. What was that? Eagerness. So here Charan Prabhu is telling eagerness to hear about the Lord is the first qualification to go back home, back to Godhead. Eagerness to hear. This is what is important. So this eagerness to hear, you know, makes a lot of difference in one's Krishna conscious advancement. And this eagerness will come only and only and only when we have mercy of a pure devotee in our life. Or else it's difficult. It's difficult to get that. And last time we talked about how we should be in anxiety. That when will that eagerness come? When will I get mercy of Lord Shri Krishna? And we also sang some bhajan of Narottam Das Thakur. Gauranga bolite habe pulaka sharira. A very beautiful song. In fact, if possible, I request all of you all that in a week, try to sing one bhajan. Every day, the same bhajan you can sing for 1 week. Next week, you can change and you can sing the other one, some other bhajan. So basically, when we're singing these Vaishnav songs, we can see the mood of the Acharya, how intense the mood of the Acharya is. See, finally, we have to associate with the Acharyas to get their intense mood. Either we remember their pastimes, or we go through the literature that they have given us, or we go through the Vaishnava bhajans, you know, that they have sang for our purification. See, the one thing that all of us can learn is how to do bhajan, that is how to do sadhana from these Acharyas. And these Vaishnava bhajans, so an app is there. As soon as we open that app, it says that they crack like thunder within your heart. What Vaishnava songs? They crack like thunder within your heart. Yes, I know it cracks. Sometimes it's painful, sometimes it's blissful. Anyways, in today's class, we'll see what the inspiration comes. Okay, let's read today's purport. Shrinavatam svakatha krishna punya shravana kirtanah radhyantastohya bhadrani vidunoti suhrutsatam. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shila Prabhupada. Shila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, super soul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear His messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. Oh, today's shloka is very, very strong shloka. It talks about sadhana, how to do sadhana. I repeat some important statements here. The Supreme Lord, what He does, He cleanses the desire for material enjoyment from the heart of a devotee. This is the first point. And what is the qualification of the devotee? Who has developed the urge to hear His messages. So you can see, this shloka is in accordance with the previous shloka. So the last shloka, it ended, the purport ended with this. The one who develops eagerness, or one who has the eagerness to hear about Krishna, that person, he is eligible, or that is the first qualification to go back to Godhead. How? This is the process that is happening. What is the process? When he has developed the urge to hear, the first thing that will happen is cleansing of the heart will happen. The desire for enjoyment, that will be removed. And after that, and what are the glories of this wonderful messages of the Lord? They are virtuous when, look at the word, properly heard and properly chanted. So not just to finish sadhana and then, you know, to text one's own counselor. That is not the one. Properly heard and properly chanted. Let's enter the purport and see what Prabhupada has to say for us. Messages of the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, are non-different from Him. Whenever, therefore, offenseless hearing and glorification of God are undertaken, it is to be understood that Lord Krishna is present there in the form of transcendental sound, which is as powerful as the Lord personally. Oh, this is the nectar that Prabhupada is giving. Look at this. So what he is saying, the messages of personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, are non-different from Him. This line itself, you know, is a very nice philosophical line, which says that Lord is absolute. So His name, form, qualities, pastimes, His abode, everything is absolute. They are non-different from Krishna. Krishna and His paraphernalia are non-different. In fact, whenever we say Krishna, this name of Krishna or Krishna Himself, when we call out for Krishna, it basically comprises of all this. Krishna's name, form, qualities, pastimes, devotees, abode, everything is comprised in this one word, Krishna. So when we say we have to worship Krishna, we have to worship all of this, you know, that we just mentioned. So it's absolute. So my talk and me might not be absolute. No, we are not the same. My talk might be something else and I might be something else. My name is something and I am something else. Like, for example, if someone in the temple hall is calling out for me and I don't hear. So there he's saying Kartikeya Das, but Kartikeya Das is sitting here. And he does not know what is happening outside. Yes. So that is the difference. My name and me, we are two different entities. We are not the same. We are not absolute. But when it comes to Krishna, Krishna and His holy name, His pastimes and all the other things which I just spoke about, all of that is absolute. Absolute means no different. They are non-different. So when I say Krishna, I'm associating with the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. When I'm speaking about the pastimes of Krishna or hearing Krishna's pastimes, I'm directly associating with Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When I'm with pure devotees of Lord Sri Krishna who have attained Krishna, it's equivalent to being with Krishna and serving Krishna. When I'm going to Dham of Krishna, it's equivalent to associating with Krishna directly. So all these different aspects which are there, name, form, qualities, pastimes, abode, devotees, all of them, they all are absolute. And they all are non-different from Krishna. When we associate with these different spiritual entities, we're directly associating with Krishna. This is what it means. So when we say that we have to be properly engaged the entire day, what are we supposed to do? We have to engage ourselves, our senses, in association with all these different entities. We keep chanting, that is name, we associate with name. We take the darshan of the Lord, then we are associating with the form of the Lord. Or, you know, we are chanting, or we are glorifying the form of the Lord, then we associate with the Lord. Name, form, qualities. When we are reading about Krishna, when we are hearing about Krishna, at that time we are associating with the Lord. Then pastimes. When we're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, when we're reading Krishna book, we're associating with the Lord directly. Name, form, qualities, pastimes, abode. When it comes to Dham, when we think of Dham, when we meditate on Dham, when we pay obeisance to different entities in Dham, like we pay obeisance to Brinda Devi Tulsi Maharani, and just in front of the deity, there's Brinda Kund. And then we pay obeisances to Govardhan, the huge hill, which is 22 kilometers in circumference. And then Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, which are there at the base of Govardhan, Radha Kund, Shyam Kund. Then we have Jamuna, huge, beautiful river. Then we have Radha Madan Mohan temple. Then Radha Govinda Dev temple. These are beautiful architectures in the temple. Then Radha Gopinath is there. Radha Raman, the heart of Vrindavan. Radha Raman Lal Ki Jai. And then we have Radha Vinod. Just behind Radha Raman, we have Radha Vinod. Then we have Radha Damodar, the heart of Jiva Goswami. The place where Prabhupada stayed. His room is also there. Then just behind the deities, we have the Samadhi of Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami. Then we have the Samadhi of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Bhugarbha Goswami Samadhi is there. And then we have another temple, that is the temple of Sri Radha Shyama Sundar. And this Shyama Sundar is basically the deity of Shyamananda Prabhu and Baldev Vidya Bhushan. And in the same temple, we have a cave which goes down where Shyamananda Prabhu did bhajan for 12 years. A huge, deep cave it is. And then we have our own very, very dear deities, Sri Lalita Vishakha, Radha Shyama Sundar, Krishna Balaram, Gaur Nitai. And we have Gopeshwar Mahadev, Nidhiwan, Seva Kunj, Vamshivat, so many other places are there. So just by meditating on all that, we are associating with Dham. We are associating with Dham, and we are associating with Krishna, not directly. So when we go to Dham, it is very important to click pictures. Not with camera, with this. With these eyes, we have to keep seeing and taking darshan of the Lord very, very nicely. If not, at least the structures which are there around, we can take that darshan. And just whenever we get time, close our eyes and meditate on different places, which are there. Just by that, there will be so much of purification that will happen. So the point that I'm trying to make, the last one, that is devotees. When we hear about the pastimes of pure devotees, their reciprocation with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we're actually directly associating with Krishna. Because they are so dear to Krishna. Sakshat dharitvena samasta shastre uktasta dhaba vetaeva sadbihi kintu prabhoriha priya eva tasya. They are very, very dear, very, very priya. To whom? To Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they are not different from Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it's absolute. See, Krishna and all these different aspects are absolute. This is what is the point that I'm trying to make. So we have to mold our life in such a way that we should be associated with one or the other entity the entire day. That's how we come in touch with Lord Sri Krishna. After that, Prabhupada is saying another line. Now, I can speak on this one line for another 1 hour, but let's go to the next one. Whenever, therefore, offenseless hearing and glorification of God are undertaken, it is to be understood that Lord Krishna is present there in the form of transcendental sound, which is as powerful as Lord personally. Now, when will Lord come? Offenseless hearing and glorification of God are undertaken. So when Krishna is asked, oh Krishna, where are you? So Krishna is telling Narada Muni, Naham tishthami Vaikuntha, I am not in Vaikuntha. Yoginam hridayeshu, I am not in the hearts of yogis also. Then where are you then? These are the two places where you are there. No, no, he says, Tatra tishthami Narada, I am at that place where my devotees come together and they chant. Yatra gayanti mad bhakta, he says. Now, where my devotees chant about my glories. Now, when we also come together, we devotees also come together. When we are chanting, when we are glorifying the Lord, then is it guaranteed that Lord is present in that association or not? This is the question. We will see that there will be some association when we are with that person or when we are in that association, we actually feel a difference. There's a different experience of Krishna in that association. But in some association, we might not get that experience. Right? Why? Here, Prabhupada says it very, very clearly. It's not about devotees coming together and glorifying the way they want. But here, Prabhupada says, offenseless chanting, offenseless glorification. When there is nirapradh bhajan that is happening, nirapradh bhajan, when that is happening, what happens? Krishna is personally present there. Very, very important point, you know, for all of us to meditate on. What offenses are we doing? So there are 10 offenses to the holy name and 64 offenses to deity worship seva. So we have to go through that as often as possible. You just chant 10 offenses to the holy name and you'll get it. You know, on internet, you'll get that list. And 64 offenses, you know, that is given in Nectar of Devotion by Rupa Goswami. And even in Bhagavatam, 7th canto, that particular verse, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. There Prabhupada is listing, you know, 64, and along with that few more he's listing. When I was preparing for the deity worship seminar, I was going through different verses where Prabhupada is speaking about deity worship. So there he is speaking about all that elaborately. So see, when we as sadhakas, what are we supposed to do? We have to respectfully approach these different entities, you know, which are non-different from Krishna. Holy name of the Lord, the deity of the Lord, the Grantha, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, all of that is Krishna. All of that is Krishna. So when we are approaching them, we have to approach with awe and reverence. See, we Baddhajivas, you know, we have a great tendency to take things for granted. This is what is the problem, you know, that is there in us. So when we take things for granted, what will happen? We'll not be able to get that reciprocation from Krishna. So with awe and reverence, we have to approach these different entities. When we go in front of the altar, doesn't matter how many times we're going in front of the altar, we have to pay obeisance, not to the Lord. We go out of the room, we have to pay obeisance. We are coming out from outside to inside the place where the altar is there, we have to pay obeisance. And then when we are starting to read Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam, we should pay obeisance. Physically, we should pay obeisance to Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam before we start reading. And then when it comes to the holy name, you know, respectfully, we have to chant the holy name. Actually, I don't have authority to speak on the holy name because I'm very, very ignorant while chanting. But what I've heard from the superiors is, you know, we should be very, very respectful because we are actually directly associating with Krishna. At that time, we cannot play with phone. We cannot talk to people and all that. At least when someone is coming to talk, we should stop chanting at least at that time. At least that much can be done. So, and maybe we can start the round again. That also can be done. So basically the point that I'm trying to make is all these entities which are there, even now when the class is going on, even when the class is going on now. So how much attentively are we hearing? Because we are respecting what? We are respecting Bhagavatam. And how do we respect Bhagavatam? How do we respect Bhagavad Gita? By attentively hearing, you know, when the class is going on with absorption. And absorption and attentiveness will easily come if you make notes. Then it becomes easy. So the point that I'm trying to make here is offenses should be avoided. And how will the offenses get avoided? When we are respectful towards each and every entity associated with Lord Sri Krishna. Respectful. If we remember, we had discussed elaborately on the shloka of Nectar of Devotion. Syat Krishna nama charitadi sitapa vidya pitoptarasanasya narochikanu kintvadaradanudinam kalusaiva jushta Swadvi Kramad Bhavati Tadgadamula Hantri. So currently, Syat Krishna Nama Charita Adi. Nama Rupa Guna Leela Charita. All this as of now, for us, Syat Krishna Nama Charita Adi, how do we feel? Sitapa Vidya, Pitopta Rasanasya Naurochikano. It's like, you know, we feel it very, very bitter currently. That's what is our case. Now, when we chant the holy name, when we hear, it's not that with the eagerness we are hearing. When it comes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Gadadhar Pandit and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when they would read Bhagavatam, very, very comedy this is. Actually, it's a very, very serious incident, you know, which was our serious pastime that was happening. But for us, you know, we Baddhajivas, when we see that, we're like, what's going on? So in Jagannath Puri, so when we go from Haridas Thakur Samadhi, you know, and we take a right, so there comes Tota Gopinath Mandir. And Tota Gopinath Mandir is like, it's there in Tota. Tota means garden. And then, first time when I went, one devotee was telling, it is Chota Gopinath Mandir. It's not Chota. It's Tota Gopinath. So in this Tota Gopinath Mandir, we have the beautiful deity of Gopinath. And the speciality of this Gopinath is, he is the only deity in the entire creation where he's sitting and playing flute. He's sitting and he's playing flute. Very, very beautiful deity. Very, very beautiful. You know, and the bodily feature, the chest, the broad chest of the Lord, and the, you know, thin waist, and his thighs, you know, those are also very nicely seen. Very, very nice. And the way he's holding the flute with his fingers positioned, very beautiful lady. We all should go to Jagannath Puri. It's a long time I've also gone. And now Jagannath Rath Yatra is coming. Anyways, so in that temple, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Pandit, they would sit and they would read Bhagavatam. Now, the Bhagavatam recitation that would happen, Gadadhar Pandit would be very, very beautiful. He'll be reciting Bhagavatam very, very beautifully, very melodious, and with a lot of feelings. And they would be discussing Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruv Maharaj's pastimes over and again and again and again. And what would happen is, both of them will be so absorbed in hearing Bhagavatam and reciting Bhagavatam that both of them would be crying. And their cry would be not like this. The cry would be like this. The tears will be flowing like this. I don't know if we have noticed this anytime. At least it doesn't happen with me. I don't know if it happens with you all. But then normally for us, tears will flow like this. There are a small hole here. And from here, the tears will, you know, come like this. But for them, from this hole, it will come like this. So much of force, so much of intensity, and so much of absorption is there. The tears will flow like this. And where would the tears fall? They would fall on Bhagavatam. Now it's like already the eyes are filled with tears, they cannot see. Now the tears are falling on Bhagavatam and they cannot see the letters written there. So like this, every day they would read Bhagavatam, and every day they would need a different Bhagavatam set. Absorption, complete absorption. This absorption is needed, you know, when we hear Katha, when we read, you know, Srimad Bhagavatam. I'm saying this, and I myself failed to do this, but I have this greed that one day by the mercy of Sri Guru, you know, this will be possible, where we are sitting, we are hearing, and we are completely absorbed in hearing. Mind is not going here and there. You know? Mind is not going here and there. We are just hearing, you know, what Guru Maharaj is saying, what Prabhupada is saying. And when we are reading as Prabhupada is, you know, telling us something. You know, we are reading with that intensity and that mood. This is called as giving respect, not to Bhagavatam, to Bhagavad Gita. At times, when we are doing different work, you know, like class is going on, and I'm sure many of you will be doing this, checking WhatsApp messages. Okay, what is there? Okay. Prabhuji is telling. Prabhuji, what are you telling? Okay. So this will not work. What will happen? Chalo, tell me what will happen. We'll just be in illusion. Oh, I've heard a class for 1 hour. Okay, at night before sleeping, I have to send sadhana report, so I'll send. Okay, reading 1 hour, hearing 1 hour. But did we really do that? Now, I was talking to my Shiksha Guru, and then he was telling me that what sort of reading and hearing are counted. Reading and hearing on when all the four are involved. Kaya, Vacha, Manasa, Atma. All of that when it is involved, completely absorbed, that is actually counted as reading and hearing and chanting. Yes. So now, obviously, I'm not telling you all, while sending sadhana report, please send whatever you're doing. But then, ideal thing is this, that when we are reading and hearing, complete absorption should be there, and that is actually showing respect. And whenever we show respect, what happens? It is said, kintva darad, adarad, we are giving respect. Anudinam, every single day when we are doing these activities, we are giving respect. Kintva darad anudinam, kalusai vajushna swadvi kramad bhavati. And every single day, what will happen is, this tongue which is afflicted by jaundice, slowly, slowly it will get cleared. The layer that is there, slowly, slowly it will get cleared. And then with time, what will happen? Tadgada Moolahantri, the disease will be removed from the root. The ignorance will be removed from the root. And then it will be very tasty. It will be like whatever sweet. Nowadays, I don't want to name the sweets. You know, people start preparing that at home. So it will be like eating some nice sweet. That's how it will be. And see, that's the reason these pure devotees, they cannot stop chanting. Why? Because they are so respectful. They have got that taste. And it becomes very difficult for them not to stop chanting. I was speaking to my Shiksha Guru, and then he was telling that. He was asking me, are you able to chant 24/7? So I said, Proji, I'm trying, but then I forget at times. He said, how can you forget? How can you live without associating with Krishna? And I'm thinking, what are you telling? I'm not able to understand the head and tail of it. How can you live without associating with Krishna? How can you live without, you know, embracing Krishna? How is it possible? Now, what they're relishing is on a different platform. Very difficult for Baddhajivas like us to understand, you know, what they're relishing. But then this we will also get if that respectfulness is there. If we avoid offenses, very, very important. Because all of us are doing sadhana. But then if we are not seeing the result, it basically means we are not respecting, means offenses are happening. Yes. If we just respect, you will see whatever I said, if you can implement that, how to hear, how to read, how to chant, whatever I said just now. If you can just implement that, you will see the change, you'll see the difference. At least I have seen a little bit when I follow this, you know, to some extent, I see the difference, you know, that that is there. Yes. So this is what Prabhupada is saying. See, Prabhupada is very clear. Now, Prabhupada is not cheating us. Prabhupada has given everything. So Prabhupada is saying that therefore, offenseless hearing and glorification of God are undertaken. It is to be understood that Lord Krishna is present there in the form of transcendental sound, which is as powerful as the Lord personally. So there is no doubt about this. When we do offenselessly, Krishna is personally present. And whenever Krishna is present, he is Ananda personified. He is bliss personified. So we come in the touch with that personality, we will become blissful. We will become satisfied. Then Prabhupada continues. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shikshastaka declares clearly that holy name of the Lord has all the potencies of the Lord, and that he has endowed his innumerable names with the same potency. There is no rigid fixture of time, and anyone can chant the holy name with attention and reverence at his convenience. Again, Prabhupada is telling the same thing. See, you know, we miss out on all these things. Obviously, this is not there in the translation that we read, but this is needed. What he's saying, see, attention and reverence. So, and also he says that Lord is so kind to us that he can be present before us personally in the form of transcendental sound. But unfortunately, we have no taste for hearing and glorifying the Lord's name and activities. So this point, this is basically the second verse of Chaitanya Shikshastakam. We all can recite together. Namna makari bahuda nija sarva shaktis tatrarpita niyamita smaranena kalaha etadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi durdaiva midrisham iha janina anuragaha. So this particular shloka, the second shloka of Shikshastakam, it says that Nam Nam Akari Bahuda. There are many, many, many different names of Lord Shri Krishna. Nam Nam Akari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shakti. O Krishna, you invested all the potency in these holy names. All the power is there in this holy name. Holy name and Krishna, they are known different. That's what this particular shloka says. Nam Nam Akari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktis Tatrarpita Niyamita Smaranena Kalaha. And on to that, there is no constraint on time. There is no constraint on place. There is no constraint on person. Namna makari bahuda nijas sarva shaktis tatrarpita niyamita smaranena kalaha etadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi. You are so merciful that you are appearing in this wonderful form. Nama avatar, that is the holy name. But what is the problem? Durdaivam. Durdaiva Medrisham Iha Jani Nara Anuragaha. Oh, but look at my unfortunate situation. I don't have any anuraga. I don't have any attachment or any attraction towards the holy name. Now, this is a very nice point, you know, to discuss here. And Prabhupada is already answering that why we don't have anuraga, you know, towards the holy name. Because of not having that reverence and attention when we are chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. When we are chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, what are we doing? We are taking shelter of the holy name of the Lord. Yes. I don't know if I can put in proper words, but then when we are chanting the holy names, you know, we are seeking that eternal shelter, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are associating with Lord Shri Krishna at that time. And when we are hearing the holy name with proper attention and reverence, that will actually do all the things that is needed, because Krishna will personally act at that particular point of time. When we are not chanting properly, when there is no reverence, when there is no attention, we are inattentive while chanting, we are offensive while chanting, what is happening is, at that time, we are not able to give proper awe and reverence to Lord Shri Krishna, and Krishna is not reciprocating, simple. Or we are not ready to receive that reciprocation. Krishna is all merciful. No, he doesn't consider our offenses. But then when we offend, what happens is, no, we are not in a position to receive that reciprocation or to understand that reciprocation. Because we close ourselves. How can we receive that reciprocation? So in this way, you know, one thing we have to understand is, when we are chanting, when we are reading, when we are hearing, this attention should be there. Attention, reverence, you know, should be there. Reverence is another. Attention is one part and reverence is another. Attention is like you're completely focused in what you're doing. And reverence is like you're giving respect to the spiritual entities. So committing offenses is something which will actually, you know, drag us away from Lord Shri Krishna. And this is the most unfortunate thing that is happening with all of us. We are not having any taste for chanting of the holy names. How unfortunate this is. How unfortunate. Very, very unfortunate situation. So somehow or the other, we need to get that taste for chanting of the holy names. And when we are calling out for Lord Shri Krishna from the heart, and when we tell that, oh Lord, please give me your remembrance. Or please give me your remembrance and please give me forgetfulness of everything else. Oh Lord, please help me to chant attentively and offenselessly. Now please help me. Lord will help. Lord will help. It's the experience that whenever we offer this prayer, immediately Lord helps now to chant. But then again, what happens? Again, we get into ignorance. And then we go around the world and come back. So this point is very, very important, that we beg and pray to Krishna when we are chanting. As soon as the mind goes here and there, we immediately offer a prayer intensely, that, oh Lord, please give me your remembrance. Please don't put me in illusion. Please don't put me in illusion and make me think of so many other things. Okay, you are giving the best idea, but give it after chanting. Whatever it is, give it after chanting. I will do whatever service you want after chanting. But now let me focus on this service. Oh Krishna, please don't give me any other thought apart from your remembrance. And why are we praying this to Krishna? Because he is the one. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishta matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. 15:15 Bhagavad Gita. He is the one who is there in all our hearts. And he gives matta smriti, that is remembrance, jnana, knowledge, and apohanam, forgetfulness. So while chanting, this can be done. That is, we pray to Krishna that, oh Krishna, please give me your smriti, your remembrance. Oh Krishna, please give me your knowledge. Oh Krishna, please make me forget all that, you know, that is unwanted, which is coming again and again to my mind. We can offer this prayer. And you'll see the miracle. This prayer is actually a miracle, you know, where we are calling out for the mercy of the Lord. And another prayer that we can offer is, oh Lord, please help me to chant attentively. Oh Harinam Prabhu, you know, please help me to chant attentively and offenselessly. Yes. See, who can actually remove the offenses? It's Krishna only who can remove the offenses. Recently, Prabhuji was telling in one of the class that holy name itself will destroy the offenses. So we have to pray to the holy name. We have to pray to the Harinam, Harinam Prabhu, that, oh Prabhu, please, oh, you destroy these offenses and you make me attentive. I want to chant attentively and I want to chant offenselessly. So what are we doing here? We're desiring. We're desiring basically. And when we desire intensely, Lord will sanction that desire. If the desire itself is not there, and I was analyzing my own chanting, you know, which is pathetic. So I was thinking why it's not happening properly. It's only because of this. Our desire is not proper while we are chanting. When we are chanting, why these thoughts are coming, you know, the office meetings, why the, you know, other whatever is there. This devotee said that, that devotee said this, so I have to do this particular task after chanting, or what will be made in prasadam, whatever. So why all these thoughts are coming? Because our desire is not proper. Before chanting, we have not fixed our desire. For next 1.5 hours, 2 hours, what am I going to do? I just want to focus on the holy name of the Lord. I just want to associate with Krishna. It's only me and Krishna at this time. There is no one else in between at this time. This meditation. And calling out for the mercy of all the acharyas. Now we call out, oh Gurudev, oh Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Gaur Kishodas Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Vinod Thakur Maharaj, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Rupa Goswami Maharaj, Sanatan Goswami Maharaj, Jiva Goswami Maharaj, Gopal Bhatta Goswami Maharaj, Raghunath Das Goswami Maharaj, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami Maharaj. Please help. Please help. If you know some other acharyas also, you can call out. Yes, oh Haridas Thakur, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj, Bhugarbha Goswami Maharaj, Loknath Goswami Maharaj, Narottam Das Thakur Maharaj, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Maharaj, Shyamananda Prabhu, Balde Vidyabhushan Maharaj, Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, please help. Please help. And all of them will come for help because they are preaching in their own ways, you know, in their spiritual forms. They're preaching. And if someone is calling, why will they not help? No, they will help. But the important thing is, are we calling or not? Are we praying or not? If not, so many personalities, at least we can pray to our spiritual master and Prabhupada. At least this much we can do. Now, at least, you know, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Gaur Kishodas Bhaji Maharaj, Bhakti Vinod Thakur Jagannath Das Bhaji Maharaj also. And Shad Goswamis are there, at least, you know, the ones who are there in the altar. You can pray to all of them. And you can Google and see how their samadhis look. And then you can meditate on their samadhis, you know, before chanting. This helps a lot because these acharyas are very merciful. Devotees are very, very merciful. And when these devotees shower their mercy, they have so much of they are relishing the nectar of the holy name. They have faith in the holy name. They have Krishna. They can give that holy name to us. They can give that taste to us. They can give that. Till the point we don't get that from outside. This taste, you know, this mercy will come from outside. And that mercy, when it is not coming, we will not get that taste. Once we get that mercy, then everything will, you know, manifest. So praying, you know, intensely praying that, oh Lord, please help me. Please help me to chant offenselessly, to chant attentively. Oh Acharyas, you know, please help me. Please shower your mercy. And these two lines, you know, we can always sing. I do this every day. It helps me a lot. Ekake amar nahi paya bala harinama sankirtane. Tumhi kripa kori shraddha bindu diya deho krishna nama dhane. Krishna se tumar krishna dete par tumhara shakti ache. Ami to kangala krishna krishna boli dhaitava pate pate. Ohe Vaishnava Thakur doyar sagar idase koruna kori. Very, very beautiful song. We all can, you know, memorize these, at least the last two stanzas. And now before we start chanting, we can sing. Obviously not loudly, you know, whatever we can hear, we can sing and call out. Now look at the song. The song itself tells, you know, what all to ask for. It is telling that Eka Kyamar Nai Payabal Hari Nama Sankit. I cannot chant alone. It's clear. I've been trying this from many, many, you know, days and weeks and years. I'm not able to do it. Then we are calling out and we are asking them that Tumi Kripa Kori Shraddha Bindu Diya Deho Krishna Namadhani. Give me some Shraddha on the holy name. Now give me some faith on the holy name. And Deo Krishna Namadhane, give that treasure of holy name that you have. And Krishna se tumar Krishna dete par tumara shakti ache. You have Krishna, you can give me Krishna, you have power to give Krishna. And you should give me because I don't have. I am Kangal, I am Bhikari. Yes, please give me. And then he might say that, oh, how are you saying all these things? Because, oh Vaishnav Thakur, Dayara Sagar, you are all merciful. I know you will give. I have to just ask and you will give, I'm sure. And actually, you know, all our acharyas are very, very merciful. We have to just go to them and just cry and they'll give whatever we want. Yes. Especially when it comes to spiritual life. At least for me, you know, they have showered a lot of mercy. I still remember going to Vrindavan, Mayapur, and somehow some attraction is there to the samadhis of all our acharyas. So before joining ashram, before initiation, I've gone two times. I've gone, and then before that, I would go and pester them, saying, "You have to do this. I don't know how you do it." See, after all, we are their grandchild. Why can't we go and with authority ask them? "Oh, you have to do it. Come what may. If you don't do, where will I go? No, you have to do it." This is the relationship that we have. They are our grandfathers and great grandfathers. And why can't we, as grandchildren, go and ask them what we want in spiritual life? And they will give. So this prayer and calling out will actually help us a lot while chanting, and it will help us to get that reverence towards the holy name, because we'll get faith on the holy name. We understand Krishna and Krishna's name are non-different. Till now, I've just been speaking about it, but realization has not yet come about holy name and Krishna being non-different. But then we have full greed and we have full faith that by the mercy of Guru, this will manifest very soon. And reverence is there, and attention. Attention will also come. As soon as we have this realization, as soon as mercy flows, automatically, our ears will become very, very attentive. No, I have to hear. I have to hear carefully each and every word I want to hear in the Mahamantra. It will come. We'll start, hankering for it. Why am I not able to hear? Why am I not able to chant properly? And we'll start hankering for it. Yes. This magic will happen when the mercy flows. Mercy will flow when we cry and pray. Very simple. Not very difficult. Just cry and pray. That's it. Okay, let's see what Prabhupada is saying. We have already discussed developing a taste for hearing and chanting the holy sound. It is done through the medium of service to the pure devotee of the Lord. So here, Prabhupada is actually talking about the previous shloka that we have already discussed about this, that we have to serve pure devotees and we'll get the taste in chanting. Now Prabhupada is talking about what Krishna does, how Krishna reciprocates. The Lord is reciprocally respondent to his devotees when he sees that a devotee is completely sincere in getting admittance to the transcendental service of the Lord and has thus become eager to hear about him. The Lord acts from within the devotee in such a way that the devotee may easily go back home. The Lord is more anxious to take us back into his kingdom than we desire. Most of us do not desire at all to go back to Godhead. Only a very few men want to go back to Godhead. But anyone who desires to go back to Godhead, Sri Krishna helps in all respects. Hari Bol. This is that paragraph, which you can memorize. Very, very important paragraph, for having a nice, enthusiastic Krishna conscious sadhana. This is a hope for us. Now look at this. Krishna is ready to reciprocate with his devotees. And then it is said that when he sees that a devotee is completely sincere in getting admittance to the transcendental service of the Lord. So basically that means eagerly hankering to attain Krishna. That's what it means. We have to hanker to attain Krishna, to serve Krishna. That hankering is very much important. The desire that I want to attain Krishna this very lifetime, this desire is very, very important that a devotee should have. The desire of a devotee will decide the destination of the devotee. If the devotee is like, next lifetime also we can try, what is the problem? The Lord will say, tathastu, get another birth, and then try again, attend Gita course, and then again start all the things and whatever. And then suddenly, immediately we'll start chanting 16 rounds and all the devotees will glorify. Oh, so fast this person has taken 16 rounds. But they hardly know that this person has done all nonsense in the previous life. Came so close to Krishna and gave it up. Yes. So whenever devotees say, Prabhuji, since such a young age, you're preaching, you're giving classes, you're doing all this. So at that time a thought comes in the mind, you don't know my past. I'm a nonsensical person in past life. I had the opportunity to practice bhakti, but I gave it up and did sense gratification. And again, I've taken a birth here to suffer. So this desire should be there. This is the very unfortunate situation. Desire is only not there. This is the biggest problem that is there, with devotees, like all of us. But this desire is only not there that, I want to attain Krishna this very lifetime. This very lifetime. Attaining Krishna is okay. Sometimes people say, we'll attain Krishna, bro. That's okay. Come, see, we are not qualified. How can we attain Krishna? One lifetime looks very difficult. So we'll do it in installments. But installment will not work. And the desire should be so intense that come what may, this very lifetime, I have to attain Krishna. And here Prabhupada says that if that is there, the first thing that will happen is the person will become eager to hear about Krishna. And this is a very nice point. The Lord acts from within the devotee in such a way that the devotee may easily go back home. See, what are we supposed to do? Just remember, we are supposed to just desire. Have intense hankering in the heart, intense desire in the heart that I want to go back to Godhead. This very lifetime. I want to attain Krishna this very lifetime. Let anyone say anything apart from this. But we have to go back. This is what is our desire. Now, how to get this desire? Sometimes we might forget also what is the goal of life. Entire day in multiple times, last Saturday also I was telling this. Multiple times in the day, we should keep telling this to the Lord. When we get up in the morning, when we are in front of the altar. That, oh Lord, I have this one desire that I want to attain you this very lifetime. And again, while having prasadam, Mahaprasade Govinde, etc., etc., Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, oh Lord, I have this desire. I want to attain you this very lifetime before sleeping. Now we offer pranam mantra to Guru, Gauranga, Krishna, and then we offer a prayer that, oh Lord, I want to attain you this very lifetime. It will be mechanical initially, and then later, by the mercy of Sri Guru and Gauranga, this will come from the heart. Now when we start actually praying that, oh Lord, I want to attain you this very lifetime. Then what happens? Lord has no option. Devotee sincerely desiring. And a devotee, when he sincerely desires, Lord has no option. He has to fulfill that desire. And what Lord does, Prabhupada says, that the Lord acts from within. Look at this. Lord acts from within the devotee in such a way that the devotee may easily go back to him. And look at this. Why will the Lord do that? Because the Lord is more anxious to take us back into his kingdom than we can desire. Actually, he's trying so many ways. You know, yesterday I was giving class to that Kuwait community. So I was talking about the different incarnations of the Lord. So never I prepare for the classes. You know, max I'll prepare half an hour, 1 hour max. But for this particular class, since it was technical, it took 8 hours for preparing. 2 days I was preparing. Continuous 8 hours it took. When I was preparing, one thing I was noticing was how many incarnations Krishna is taking. It's one after another, and not just in one universe. Every universe, every moment he's taking incarnations. This is what he's doing. It's like he's trying his best. And then to reclaim all the fallen conditioned souls. He's trying his best. He sends the Shaktyavesh avatars. Narada Muni and others and Prabhupada for us, Guru Maharaj and all of them. You know, he's sending all of them that you go get my people. And all of them are coming only for this reason. Krishna comes, Krishna's incarnation comes, Krishna's Shaktyavesh avatars come, then various other associates come. So Krishna is doing all this only to take us back home, back to Godhead. But unfortunately, we don't understand this. We are such fools, and in Prabhupada's language, rascals, that we don't understand that how much Krishna is doing for us. If anyone understands this much, that person will not be able to do anything except bhakti. That person will renounce everything and join ashram. This much, little bit, we have to understand this particular thing. That Lord is doing so much for me. Lifetime after lifetime he's doing. And why is he doing? Is he getting anything from this? What? Tell me, what will he get by doing this for all of us? What is he going to get? Lakshmi Devi will give him extra money. Oh, very nice. You did this today. This is your dakshina for today. You take. Oh, what Krishna wants? He doesn't want anything. He's Atmaram, completely satisfied. He just wants a living entity to go back to Godhead. That's it. And for that, he's trying his best. And he's at his best. In this cage of Kali Yuga, he's at his best in the form of Gauranga and the form of Nama Avatar, that is Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Lord is so eager. What is the problem with us? Why can't we also be eager to attain Krishna? When sometimes, when we are not doing our sadhana properly, not waking up on time, not able to chant our rounds properly at one shot, and not able to remember Krishna at multiple times of the day, when we get sensual desires. So all that basically talks about that we are not eager to attain Krishna. Because the one who is eager to attain Krishna every moment is Savadhan. What am I doing? He's very, very clear. And that devotee will be ready to sacrifice anything and everything to attain. That's the quality of a devotee who is eager to attain Krishna. Aisa nahi ki haan, see, Prabhuji, I'm attending Mangala Arati, I'm chanting, I'm reading, hearing. What else is needed? What else is needed? What? This is basic that we are doing. Above that comes the eagerness and hankering that is needed, the cry for Krishna that is needed. And who can attain Krishna? The one who is engaged 24/7. Every moment, every kana. Kana is particle of the moment. If we are thinking about Krishna, engaged in his service every moment, then it is possible. Service doesn't mean, you know, mechanically we are doing something. Service means kaya, vacha, manasa, atma, all of that involved and absorbed while doing service. Then we can say that, yes, I'm engaged in service of Krishna. Krishna is doing so much, you know, why can't we do this much? We can. What is the problem? We can. But the problem is our mind is a problem. Mind doesn't allow. Mind says, nahin, nahin, theek hai, how much you will do? See, you're so tired today. Chalo, one day you take rest. One day you get up late. What is the problem? See, you're not well today. Who's going to shout at you? Your counselor will shout at you. That is his job to do. You know, let him keep doing his job. But you sleep. What is the problem? So this is the mind's problem. When we're chanting, mind will give all the ideas of the world at that particular point of time. Very nice. See, you're chanting. This round was good. Next round can be good. Now do one thing. You do think about all these things. Then we start thinking. We go to office and peep once and see. And you're like, no, I'll have to finish my chanting nicely, then I'll go and do that. I'll finish my chanting nicely and go and do that. I'll finish my chanting and I'll go do that. And thinking this, chanting is finished. Yes. Mind is a problem. And mind does not like shasan. Like last time also I was telling. Manaje pagala mora na mane shasana sada chetana. But we have to keep the mind under shasana, under an authority. As soon as we get an instruction, no thinking twice, just we have to do it. Simple. So following the instructions as it is will help us to control the mind. And the mind is under control. We'll be able to endeavor towards attaining Krishna very, very nicely. Krishna is doing so much. Why can't we endeavor a little bit? That's what Prabhupada is saying here, that Lord desires more than what we desire. And then he says, see, Prabhupada is very clear. Prabhupada knows, you know, us very nicely. After all, he's our grandfather. He says, most of us do not desire at all to go back home, back to Godhead. Only a very few men want to go back to Godhead. But anyone who desires to go back to Godhead, Shri Krishna helps in all respects. Look at the statement, the confidence that Prabhupada is giving. We have to just have the desire and Shri Krishna helps in all respects, he's saying. All respects. This one desire is very, very important. And then here Prabhupada, after telling all this, he says, one cannot enter the kingdom of God unless one is perfectly cleared of all sins. The material sins are products of our desires to lord it over material nature. It is very difficult to get rid of such desires. Woman and wealth are very difficult problems for devotee making progress on the path back to Godhead. Many stalwarts in the devotional line fell victim to these allurements and thus retreated from the path of liberation. But when one is helped by the Lord himself, the whole process becomes as easy as anything by the divine grace of Lord. Now, to be very frank, overcoming the desires is very, very difficult. Let's be practical. It's difficult. It's not easy. So many nonsensical desires are there. And when we're chanting, all that will keep popping up. When we're doing some devotional service or nothing also we do, the desires will keep popping up. But then when we intensely pray to Krishna and call out for help, see here Prabhupada is giving guarantee that Krishna will come and help. And what, see, Krishna can do anything. If Krishna can breathe out and create all universes and, you know, he can maintain universes and he can breathe in and destroy everything, why can't, you know, he destroy the chutku anartha and the chutku living being? It's possible. See, Krishna is all powerful. He is the greatest of the greatest entities. Yes. He can do anything and everything. He's just a call away from us. That's it. We have to call out for Krishna. That is what is the point. With awe and reverence, with attention. When we do that, Krishna will do the miracle. He will sins. What is sins for Krishna? And how many sins we have done? Maybe some million lifetimes, some trillion lifetimes we have done. In front of Krishna, what is this trillion lifetime, billion lifetime? Nothing. Now Krishna is Adi Purusha. He is all powerful. Sarva Karana Karanam. If he wants, like this, in no time, he'll just remove all the sins. He'll remove all sinful impressions. normally for devotees, removing sins is not difficult. You know, you do four pradakshinas of Tulsi Maharani, all sins zero. But then the sinful impressions are the problem. The sinful samskaras are the problem. And that Krishna can remove like this. It's not very difficult. But the thing is, we have to call out for Krishna and depend on Krishna for that. That problem is not getting solved. No, that is the problem. We are not understanding this particular point that we have to depend on Krishna for this. Our Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing this song in Gopinath. Gopinath, anatha dekhiya more, aneka jatana hoilo bifala, ekhana bharasa tumhi. He is saying that anatha dekhiya more, look at me, I'm an orphan, I don't have anyone here. And then the next line he is saying that aneka jatana hoilo bifala. I've tried my best, O Krishna. I've tried my best not to overcome all this, all the anarthas, the impressions in my heart. What to do? You know, did so many sinful activities, you know, from the past. So many sinful reactions are there in the heart. But O Gopinath, all my endeavors are failed. Aneka jatana hoilo bifala. Please help. And then he says, Ekhana bharasa tumi. Now after trying everything, all the solutions that devotees gave me, do this, do that. After doing all that, now, O Gopinath, I'm realizing nothing is working. Ekhana bharasa tumi. You are my only hope now. O Gopinath, O Krishna, O Nitai Gaurasundar, you are my only hope. And no one else can help me at this point of time. Yes, only you can help me. I am completely dependent on you, and I take your shelter. You only have to help me. I have no other hope apart from you. The dependence on the Lord is very, very important. That ekana bharasa tumi, only you are the one who can help me now. Please help me. Please help me. Yes. So this mood of a devotee will actually help the devotee, you know, to progress very, very fast, because Krishna will do the rest, whatever is there. Now, like when the kids at home, if they're doing things by their own, parents will leave them independent. But then every moment, if the kid is dependent on the parents will try their best to help the kid. So if we act independent and not seeking help of Krishna, Krishna will be like, okay, very nice, all the best, or do well. But then when we are dependent on Krishna, Krishna will act like that responsible mother, father, who will come and help in whichever way possible. So this dependence on Krishna is very, very important. And it will come. It will come if we pray to Krishna. If we just analyze and self-introspect, or I'm doing so much, nothing is working. Not getting taste in chanting. Anarthas are not going away. I'm not able to focus on this. I'm not able to do this. Oh, no, look at my consciousness. It is always contaminated. If we just analyze this much, we'll understand. Humse kuch nahi ho payega. I cannot do anything. It's only Krishna who can help me. Let me just fall at his feet. Hold the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna and just offer a prayer to him that please help me. And Krishna is very, very clever. Till that point, he'll not help. He's like, abhi aayega. Tu abhi aayega. Ye banda aayega. Abhi aayega. Yes, he's going to come now. He's going to come. He'll just wait. He will never come. He'll just wait. He will do all the things. He'll give inspiration. He'll send people. He'll inspire. And all that he will do. But personally to come, he'll wait. And then when the devotee cries and he says, Krishna, please help me. Okay. I'm coming. That's what Gajendra did, right? Krishna, where are you? Please help me. For 1,000 celestial years, aneka jatana. He was doing so much of endeavor. Hoilo bifala, nothing was working. But finally, you know, he took the flower and he says, Ekhana bharasa tumi, where are you? Please come. And then Krishna, I'm here. He comes and then releases Sudarshan Chakra, kills the crocodile, lifts the elephant and takes him back home. So this is what Krishna does. So this is an important point, that how much are we dependent on Krishna? That much we'll be able to progress very, very fast in Krishna consciousness. To become restless in the contact of women and wealth is not an astonishment, because every living being is associated with such things from remote time, practically immemorial, and it takes time to recover from this foreign nature. But if one is engaged in hearing the glories of Lord, gradually he realizes his real position. By the grace of God, such a devotee gets sufficient strength to defend himself from the state of disturbance, and gradually all disturbing elements are eliminated from his mind. So again, you know, it's very clear that by the grace of Krishna only, what will happen? By the grace of Krishna, all these obstacles which are there, those will be removed. What we have to do is call out for the grace of Krishna. And when the grace of Krishna flows, the attachment that people have for wealth, the attachment towards women, women means sense gratification. So whatever attachment is there, all that will be removed. See, all of us are stuck very, very badly. No one, at least in this forum, I know all of y'all, and including me, I know myself. So none of us are free, you know, from all this nonsense. We all are badly stuck. This is the right word to say. Badly stuck and badly bounded, you know, by all these nonsensical desires and nonsensical samskaras of the past. So our hope is Krishna. And our hope, you know, is Krishna's devotees, Krishna's pure devotees. When they shower their mercy, you know, we'll be able to progress very nicely. Without them, we are zero. We are zero. But our problem is all the time, the Maya Shakti keeps telling, you are the one, you are the hero, you are the hero. And we are like, yes, you're absolutely correct. And we act like heroes every now and then. That is the problem. We don't understand we are zero because we don't have Krishna. Only the ones who have Krishna, they can be called as hero. Because they do great feat. Right? Like Prabhupada. Prabhupada was a hero. Just imagine what he did. He delivered hippies. I cannot think also. How Prabhupada did this? You know, who are meat eaters and gamblers and woman hunters and intoxicants are the ones who are drunkards. Getting into so much of intoxication, he delivered all of them. Here in Gita course, you know, encouraging people to give up non-veg is a big task, you know, for us. But there Prabhupada, he went and Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he chanted, and then, you know, everyone started chanting. Everyone took Diksha from him. And then it was very normal for all of them. So what the, you know, what these great souls can do, we can never think, we can never understand also, right? So the point is, when the mercy flows from these great souls, who are already merciful, the only thing is we have to go and ask. That's it. When we ask, they'll shower their mercy. And once they accept us, you know, as their own, well, then everything else will fall in place. The only thing is they have to accept us as their own. And that will happen with time when we keep associating, when we keep praying, keep crying. You know, they have no option. They'll accept us. They're very, very merciful. So in this way, when we keep hearing the glories of the Lord, many, many things will be revealed to us with attention, with reverence. When we keep hearing, what will happen? The mercy of the Lord will flow. All these realizations will come that, yes, I have to depend on Krishna. Main kuch nahi kar paunga akele. I cannot do anything by my own self. And then, okay, I need a pure devotee in my life. I cannot practice by my own self. Not possible. Like this, you know, these realizations will keep coming and it will become very, very intense. And whenever desires and becomes intense, and when we are sincere in our endeavors, Krishna will do the rest. As Prabhupada said, Krishna will help that devotee in all respects. So with this, I would like to pause here. If any questions, please ask. If no questions, you can share your realizations. And in next 10 minutes, we'll close. Maya, Vancha, Manasa, Atma, how to involve Atma in service of Lord. So basically, this is something which even I am struggling to do. But basically it talks about being very, very attentive. That's what, as of now at our level, that's what it means, you know, being very, very attentive. So our body, our mind and our speech, you know, all that is involved, you know, in doing some activity. And since it is Krishna conscious activity, even soul will be benefited and it will also be involved. So as of now, to understand at our level, this particular point is all about being attentive in what we're doing. So, and it's not easy, right? To be attentive every moment. It will be difficult. Mind will take us for a ride here and there, but still, you know, pulling again and again, being attentive, we have to keep endeavoring, keep struggling. And by the mercy of Krishna, then this will happen, where even at the level of Atma, we'll be able to get involved in doing that particular activity. Anything else?
Hare Krishna Bhajan Natnam. Prabhuji, as you said, like unless we become sinless, we will not go back to Godhead. And this looks a very ideal statement, being like Baddha Jiva and Manda and Muda. We are happen to make mistakes every time, like consciously, unconsciously. So what is the hope like to going back to Godhead in such a situation?
Hope is the mercy of a pure devotee. For a Baddha Jiva, see, there is no hope apart from this. Hope is the mercy of a pure devotee, by which we'll be able to go back to Godhead. By our own endeavors, we cannot. What we will do, tell me. What we'll do every, as you rightly said, at every moment we are committing some sin, some mistake, some offense. Now that's what we are doing. But then when a pure devotee enters our life and when he accepts us as his own, and then, then our deliverance is guaranteed, where he will just, just deliver this person. The only thing is that, we have to have a pure devotee in our life, and that person should take our responsibility. And then you just throw us back to God. And then it is possible to go back to God. Till then, see, for a Baddha Jiva, and at least whatever I read from Prabhupada's purports heard, he's very clear. By the mercy of a pure devotee, one attains Krishna. Just by our own endeavors, it's very, very difficult. We are so sinful. Maybe sins are removed because of the mercy of Sri Guru and various other personalities whom we associate with on our day-to-day basis. But then sinful impressions are very difficult. And engaging every moment in service of Krishna, that's lofty. For a Baddha Jiva, it's very, very huge. But then, if the mercy of a pure devotee flows, then things will fall in place. Tapta kuch nahi hoga. Just tapta kuch nahi hoga. And mercy of a pure devotee also will flow in the person's life who has intense desire to go back to Godhead to attain Krishna. If we have our own concoction of doing something else, then there's no question of mercy of pure devotee. See, understand one thing. Now there'll be another question, how to get mercy of pure devotee, how to get pure devotee. So it's very simple. We have to keep praying for it. That, oh Lord, please send your own associate. Please send your own pure devotee. Please send that person in my life who has attained Krishna. Please help me, O Lord. Please help me. This prayer can be offered. And then we will see the miracle. Lord will do the needful. Lord will send. Lord will send the person in our life. So without mercy of pure devotee, attaining prema is very, very difficult. Going back to God is not possible. Yes. So for a sinful person like us, for a Baddha Jiva like us, only a pure devotee can deliver us. No one else can deliver us. Hope this answers your question, Prabhu.
Yes.
And for everyone's information, that I'm not that personality. I am a counselor. I'm a spiritual guide. Yes. And I am a person who is filled with anarthas, Baddha Jiva. I can max just repeat what I've heard from my superiors. But we should misunderstand the position of the person. We should understand where the person is. So some of you try to pray to me. No, that's not proper. Because I cannot do anything. Pray to Krishna, pray to Gauranga. They are the ones who will do something for us. They will send the pure devotee in our life. Yes, but how to deal with pure devotee, how to get the pure devotee in life, that we can discuss, we can talk about. But we being a pure devotee is an illusion. No, we are not. Omkar Prabhu?
Yes, Hare Krishna Prabhu, Dandat
Pranam. Hare Krishna, yes.
Respectful obeisances. Prabhuji, sorry, that was actually my question. That I was trying to understand the concept of a pure devotee. I was thinking that, even I'm thinking that my Shiksha Guru, my aspiring Diksha Guru, Srila Prabhupada and Tulsi Maharani, I feel those four are the pure devotees that I know. So I'm trying to ask that, is it the correct understanding or do I need to improve on it?
Krishna will give the understanding. Let's pray to Krishna. Now Krishna will send the right people in our life. Have a sincere desire. Yes, Tulsi Maharani is pure devotee. Prabhupada is pure devotee. Apart from them, we don't know who else is pure devotee. They might or they might not be. Yes. So we have to intensely pray to Srila Prabhupada, to Tulsi Maharani, to Krishna, that, please send a pure devotee in my life who can physically be there and physically guide me to do what to do next. They will be the ones who can guide me very, very properly. So we can pray to the Lord. And if we are sincere, see, if we are not cheaters, if we are sincere, surely a pure devotee who has attained Krishna will come in our life. If we are cheaters, if we don't have this desire, a pure desire, and it's contaminated by various other nonsensical desires, then some cheater will come in our life and we have to forcefully believe that this person is pure devotee. And then we'll not be able to attain Krishna. Yes. But then this, so see, that's the reason I keep telling again and again to all of you all that we have to be sincere in our, we have to be sincere in our desire. We have to be sincere in our endeavors. We have to be sincere in our prayers. If we are sincere with one goal that I have to attain Krishna this very lifetime, if this sincerity is there and we are endeavoring towards that, then we need not bother at all that who is going to come in my life. That person will surely be a pure devotee whom Krishna will send. Because Krishna will send, right? Krishna will do the needful. So no cheater will be allowed. Krishna will be, you know, like Krishna will be holding bow and arrow. No other person can come, only pure devotee. That's how Krishna will be. So this is the point. Krishna will give the understanding if we are sincere, having sincere desire. Yes. But to understand as of now, yes. Prabhupada, Tulsi Maharani, all our previous liberated acharyas, they all are pure devotees. They have attained Krishna. Currently, only Krishna knows and Krishna will inspire us at the right time. Hope this answers your question, Prabhu. Yes, anything else? Oh, there are some. Offenses should be avoided, and offense can be avoided only when we respect everything related to Krishna. We are so badly stuck and badly bounded, and our only hope is Krishna. How much we depend on Krishna, that much we progress in Krishna consciousness. Yes, very, very nice realization. Pray to Krishna, anarthas will go away and everything will happen by the mercy of Krishna. Cry for Krishna. Jai. Done? Anyone else want to share something, ask something? Charan Prabhu, what is your realization? So Charan Prabhu is saying that desire should be there. If desire is there, everything else will fall in place. Everything will happen. Pranjay Prabhu, you didn't tell anything. Rajesh Prabhu, Shashank Prabhu, I want all of you all to speak. Lokesh Prabhu.
So my realization is true. So by we can see by the so many avatars of Lord Krishna that Krishna is doing so much. Like every yuga is coming, every manvantara is coming. In one day of Brahma, unlimited times he comes. Just in one day of Brahma, but still like though in one breathing, like it's entire lifetime of Brahma is one breathing. But in one breathing he comes like unlimited times. In one breathing, like in one day, he comes unlimited times, and in the entire lifetime of Brahma, so many times he'll be came, and so many millions of Brahmandas are there, and how many days of Brahmas, and how many manvantaras are there, and how many times he'll be taken incarnations, and how much he's doing. Actually, this when I understood, when I read this teachings of Lord Chaitanya Prabhu, I was thinking like, so when they were telling Krishna. What like Anantashesh says, like Anantashesh cannot glorify in his thousand hoods, that what Krishna pastimes, the glorifications of Krishna's pastimes in 1 second, we cannot explain till eternity. I didn't understand what is in 1 second, what eternity can we speak like that. But then after I understood the Manvantara avatars and Yuga avatars, and again, many, many, I can't even contemplate, understand here, it's too crazy, Prabhu. And so much Krishna does, and again, devotees also do so much. Like Prabhupada came and he delivered so many people. They struggled a lot. Even though they were pure devotees and they were enjoying in spiritual world very nicely with Krishna, always in blissful state. But still, when they came to earth and again on this material world, and they were struggling, so many struggles they went through in this world, and abuses from many other people, non-devotees. And many things they struggle, like all the devotees of Lord Krishna, they just came to deliver people, and still they struggled a lot for us. But still I'm not serious in devotional service, and even well, chanting is for me just little, though the process is very, very easy and very simple, still to chant my mind goes crazy, and it's not focusing through. Just by asking I can get Krishna, Just by desiring, I can get Krishna. But even that desire is also I'm not able to do. I'm not even able to do my sadhana properly. So thinking only, it's very not comparable, not compatible.
So good. Now you have realized this. So now the only thing that you have to do is depend on Krishna. That's it. And since now you have realized that Lord is doing so much for us, now you'll never tell that, you know, why Lord is not helping. Correct, no?
It's true.
Yes. Thank you, bro. Thank you for sharing.
Hare Krishna.
Anyone else? Okay, I think others
Hare
have
Krishna,
just switched on.
Yes. My realization. Attention and respect is the key for offenseless chanting. And we have to pray our acharyas to get the taste in chanting. Yes. And name, form, pastimes, paraphernalia, dham are not non-different from Krishna himself. And we should engage with them to get the association. Hare Krishna.
Very nice. Yes, Pranjaku, you were telling some.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. So, Prabhuji, I like the point that while reading or while engaging in the devotional service, we should have these two things like with us. That first is attention, and second one is reverence, like genuine respect. So, when I read with respect in my heart, then automatically I will get the realizations and I will connect with it. And in that way, like this point was really, really good. And I have to, in my chanting, whenever my mind goes away, I have to, immediately I have to like pray to Krishna that, see this, my mind always goes away. Please help me. Please let me control my mind and focus on your holy names so that I can be purified and engage in your service selflessly. So this thing I like the most, actually.
Nice, thank you. Okay, so let's end for today. Thank you all very much for joining. Let's continue our discussion on these wonderful verses. And Prabhupada is increasing the level. In each verse, he'll increase the level in the purport and he'll actually help us to understand in great detail. So let's meet next Saturday again at 11 and continue our discussion. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.